张召忠在2003年美军打进巴格达的时候呢
，Aung San Suu Kyi, when the U.S. military invaded Baghdad in 2003,
表现得非常的震惊。
I was very shocked.
在电视台里边
，in the TV station,
就说哎，那
he said,
那就怎么了
？What about that?
革命卫队呢？抵抗力量呢？这。
Regarding the resistance force of the People's Liberation Army,
这不能够被平地出惊雷吗？啊
，this can't make a big splash.
旁边一个评论员不会再有了。
There will no longer be a commentator next to it.
因为已经进城了。
Because I have already entered the city.
你看。当时呢，张召忠他们呢是对美军呢还是有一些不相信啊。
Did you see that Zhang Zong and others were skeptical of the U.S. military at the time?
觉得你们去打地面战啊什么
？What do you think about going to ground combat?
你们肯定是不行的啊。
You definitely won't be able to do it.
但是没想到美军还有那么强的实力。
But I didn't expect the U.S. military to be so powerful.
而这个前几天，时事评论员刘和平对美军呢有另外一种想法。
And this commentator Liu Ping from the Current Affairs program has a different idea about the U.S. military.
他说呢
，He said，
美伊。那个达成了协议。
The U.S. and Iran have reached an agreement.
说这个长不了啊。
I think it won't grow much.
美国不会认输的。
The United States will not give up.
还会继续打。前几天才说的，那不就是六月底吗
？It will continue to be held as originally planned, even though it was supposed to take place in late June.
问题是我4月28号就已经在视频里说不会美军去进入地面战争。
The problem is that I said in the video on April 28 that the U.S. military would not enter ground warfare.
那进入不了。
You can't get in.
又想撤退。
Want to retreat again.
那就只能是达成协议。
Then we can only reach an agreement.
撤走了。
Removed.
认栽认赔啊
I admit my mistake.
但是刘和平啊认为美国呢这个还是巴格达那时候的情况。
However, Liu, he believes that the situation in Baghdad at that time was similar to that of America.
这就叫刻舟求剑。
This is what is meant by cutting off the sword from the boat.
那个时候的情况和现在能比吗？
Can the situation and be compared to now?
那你现在，你再去以同样的形式去相信美军。
Then you go back and believe in the U.S. military again.
那就是错误的。
That's wrong.
为什么要把这两人摆出来呢
？Why are these two people put together like this?
就是时代在变化，啊。
It's just the changing times.
过去呢，我们对美军的认识不足。
In the past, our understanding of the U.S. military was lacking.
反战争发现以后呢
？After the White War,
经过了20多年的努力。
After more than 2 decades of effort,
你看当时03年嘛。
Look back in 2003.
现在26年了。
Now it's been 26 years.
23年过去了
，23 years have passed。
我们这个卧薪尝胆
，We will take revenge。
大幅努力去提高
，Make a significant effort to improve。
包括张召忠将军啊
，Including General Zhang Zongqun，
也去这个回到装备部，认认真真的去研究。
Go to the equipment department and study it carefully。
顶着压力
，with pressure，
顶着不被人理解啊。
I don't understand。
以至于呢，这个各种潜艇啊
，So these submarines，
航母啊
，aircraft carrier，
这些这都出来以后，放声大哭。
Once these things are out, let them cry freely。
我们太不容易了。
We've come too far。
中呢，他是一线人员。
He was a frontline worker during his high school years.
实际的去经历这些具体的变化。
To actually experience these specific changes.
而刘和平呢
？And Liu Peng.
他这个是新闻工作者啊。
He is a journalist.
虽然说是大专毕业吧。
Although it's said to be a graduate.
但人家搞新闻多年，是南方周末呀。
But they are Southern Weekend, a well-known news outlet.
什么这些地方都待过。
I've been to all these places.
还获得过一些奖励。
Also received some awards.
现在呢，又在那直新闻里边呢。
Now I'm also on the live broadcast.
当时事评论员。
As a real-time commentator.
有人说他是文字犀利。
Some say his writing is sharp.
很讲究逻辑。
Very logical.
但是呢，没有国际视野，对事物的认识呢。
However, lacking international perspective can lead to a limited understanding of things.
没有深入挖掘内容。
Not in depth.
以至于得出这些错误的结论。
This leads to the conclusion that these conclusions are wrong.
当然了。
Of course.
我今天说完。
I finished speaking today.
他肯定还得说，你等着瞧。
He will definitely still say, wait and see.
没。
Is it okay?
没准美国哪天就又开始打了。
I guess the U.S. will start fighting again someday.
但是呢，他毫不清楚伊朗的两大利器啊。
However, he was completely unaware of Iran's two main weapons.
哈梅尼伊的葬礼上，有两方人在场。
There were two people at the funeral in Khomeini.
一个梅德韦杰夫
，Emid Medvedev.
一个中国代表
，A Chinese representative.
这是两大支柱。
These are the two pillars.
伊朗是被俄国保护的。
Iran is protected by Russia.
我们呢是间接参与的。
We are indirectly involved.
那么我们要想采取什么措施啊
？So what measures should we take?
得经过俄方同意。
This requires the consent of the Russian side.
比如说我们也像对塞尔维亚似的。
For example, we are similar to Serbia in that
把红旗酒卖给他。
Sell the red flag wine to him.
那个俄罗斯干吗？不干。
What was Russia doing?
不说以色列干不干。
Don't talk about whether Israel should or shouldn't.
那俄罗斯没准都不干。
Russia might not do anything.
那咱就不能动。
Then we can't move.
所以呢，我们只能以其他的方式进行支持。
So we can only support it in other ways.
还有一个利器，霍尔木兹海峡。
There is also the Strait of Hormuz.
我之前也说过。
I also said before.
我们的战略家戴旭也呢，早就在。二十多年前他就说过啊
Our strategist Dai Zhu had already said this 20 years ago
美国不敢打伊朗
The United States cannot attack Iran
如果打了那霍尔木兹海峡
If the Hormuz Strait was blocked
一切断
All broken
那美国的承受不了
The Americans can't bear it.
俄罗斯的油就卖爆了，事实与人家的预测一模一样。
The fact that Russia's oil is selling out is exactly the same as the prediction.
你可见什么叫军人的战略家。
What do you think of a military strategist?
那人家是一线的。
People are the first line of defense.
人家说的东西都是真话。
What people say is true.
刘和平。
Liu Peng.
他知道个屁。
He doesn't know a damn thing.
他根本就不在一线。
He is not on the front line.
他那个判断，他肯定还不如我呢。
He probably isn't as good as me.
我的判断
My judgment
经过这个多长时间的这个写俄乌战争还是很准确的。
How long has it been since the Russian war? Is it still accurate?
那都有一篇一篇的这个视频的验证啊。
There are 111 videos in total, each with its own verification.
刘和平他没有。
Liu Peng, he didn't.
啊，所以呢，他说的这真是太垃圾。
So what he said is too trashy.
Well, 还有像什么国防大学的什么马军。
And those like, you know, the ones from the Protect University, what are they doing?
他们呢是搞教学。
They are involved in teaching.
他教政治思想工作啊。
He teaches political thought.
或者呢，讲那个军史了。
Or tell me about the history of this military unit.
他们不懂军事。
They don't understand military history.
但是他们敢胡说八道啊。
But they dare to lie and deceive.
他们敢否定这些待续啊。
They dare to deny these sequels.
朱成虎这样的人。
People like Zhu Chenghu.
因为他们呢被称为鹰派。
Because they are called hawks.
后来我们因为鹰派太刺激啊。
Later, because the atmosphere was too intense.
说的也都大实话。
What you said is true.
不愿让那大实话呢被国外听到。
I don't want that truth to be heard abroad.
听到以后。
After hearing.
那不就人家防备我们了吗？
Isn't that just them trying to defend themselves?
对我们这个等于了解了。
Now that we've got a better understanding of you,
反而不好。
It's actually worse.
索性呢，就对这些鹰派的这些将军们。
So I just confronted these hawkish generals.
或者说这个高级将领们，戴旭是上校。没有去积极地推崇他们。
Or, to put it another way, the senior officers like Colonel Dai did actively promote them.
但是暗中我们还是在你看认真地发展那个军事了吧。
However, we are secretly still developing the military.
我们的五代机。
Our five-generation aircraft.
航母。
Aircraft carrier,
东风导弹
Dongfeng missile.
那我们不断的在推进发展。
Then we continuously promote development.
还有呢，像这个火箭
and this rocket.
以前呢，我们这个火箭呢，已经完全超过美国了。
Previously, our rockets had completely surpassed those of the United States.
但是呢，我们发现有一个漏洞。
However, we found a vulnerability.
就是马斯克那个可回收火箭。
It's about Musk and his reusable rockets.
当时我们认为这东西有什么用啊？啊。
At that time, we thought what was the use of this thing?
可回收。
Recyclable.
那回收过来能剩多少啊？
How much can be salvaged after recycling?
就是基本上你发完一次能回收过来。
Basically, once you send it, you can get it back.
能上个30%的这个利用率就已经很高了。
Having a utilization rate of 30% is already very high.
实际上可能还都达不到。
In reality, it may not even be possible.
那我们搞它干嘛？
So, what are we doing this for?
后来发现不对。
Later found out it was wrong.
低轨卫星有用，在俄乌战争中体现出来的低轨卫星，
low-orbit satellites are useful, and their usefulness was demonstrated in the Russia-Ukraine war.
对战场的影响开始发生。
The impact on the battlefield has begun to manifest.
你看，很快我们就是成批量的去生产。
I think we will soon start mass production.
连续不断的发射卫星，核弹。
Continuous launch of nuclear satellites.
一次发射20颗的啊。
20 at once.
很快我们就赶过来了。
We quickly realized it.
就是你看我们这个高层。
Look at our senior management.
我们国家这个不是不知道。
We know this.
那是真知道，踏踏实实的隐秘着干。
That's exactly what he knew how to do.
而我们一些所谓的这个评论员啊
，and those so-called commentators，
在那个电视台上这个夸夸其谈那些，绝大多数啊都是棒槌。
In that TV show, most of those boastful people are just fools.
什么宋中平啊
？What's up with song jumping？
这些人，他懂吗
？Does he understand these people？
动不动
，as soon as，
谁就打个军事专家
？Who wants to be a military expert？
他懂军事吗？
Does he understand military matters?
学过军事吗
？Have you studied military?
你是指挥系毕业的吗
？Are you a graduate of the faculty?
你都不是这个毕业的，那肯定是脱离实际的。
You're not saying that's the only way to graduate, are you?
你连点基本的军事常识都不知道。
You don't even know basic military knowledge.
更甭提说什么军事秘密了。
Let's not talk about military secrets anymore.
是秘密的。
Military secrets.
他们根本就接触不到。
They can't even get in touch with them.
不可能泄密啊。
It's impossible to leak.
让他们去，就是因为他不可能泄密。
Let them go because he can't betray.
不可能秃了嘴。
Can't be.
因为他根本就不知道嘛。什么杜文龙这样的啊，这个防兵这样的。
Because he simply didn't know what a Du Wen Long or a defensive formation was.
他们从根本上，他们连秘密。
They are fundamentally, they are even secrets.
他们都接触不到。
They can't get in.
所以他不可能泄露啊。
So it's impossible to leak.
才能上电视台。
Only then can you appear on TV.
所以呢，不要听他们胡扯。
So don't listen to their lies.
这些时事评论员绝大部分都是胡扯淡。
These commentators are mostly making up nonsense.
你只要像那个山西的那个王进啊。
You just need to be like that Wang Jin from Shaanxi.
啊，他就讲中东的历史啊。
He talked about the history of the Middle East.
这个各派别之间的关系
，the relationship between these different factions，
你可以听一听
，you can listen。
所以呢，今天为什么把张召忠和刘和平俩人摆在这儿呢
？So why am I putting Zhang Yuo and Liu Peng here today？
意思就是，过去我们对美国的认识清了。
What I mean is that our understanding of the United States has become clearer.
现在呢，有些人对美国的认识呢，认识重了。
Now, some people have a more positive view of the United States.
已经形势逆转了。
It's already turned around.
这回可以把汉武帝那句话用上了，形势逆转。
Now we can use Emperor Wu's words to turn the situation around.
该我们主动了。
It's our turn.
而不要把美国呢再当做这个一盘大菜开始，这盘菜开始腐烂了。
And don't treat America as a single dish that can be eaten. This dish has already started to rot.
我们可以一步一步的把它吃掉了。
We can eat it up step by step.